You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Nasser Chadli to score and West Brom to win was 11-1. That's been enhanced to 14-1, and Raheem Sterling to score and City to win was 11-5. It's now 3-1. It's the first time Pep Guardiola, Derek, has failed to win six straight matches as a manager. But Manchester City still top of the league going into the weekend. Only on goal difference, though. And given that a month ago we were talking about Manchester City as 1-2 shots to win the league,
yeah,
things have changed very quickly.
Yeah. What a matchup this is. Guardiola and Tony Pulis. Meeting of minds, eh? Oh Jesus. Guardiola, I'm coming about 5 o'clock on Saturday, you'll be thinking, what have I done coming to this country? You know what's going to happen. You know, West Brom are just going to camp in their own house, even at home, because Baggies fans seem to tolerate that now, and the City going to have all the play, but there's absolutely no confidence in the City ranks right now. I'm surprised at how poorly they're playing. And, you know, they've got Barcelona, the small matter of Barcelona next week in a match that they've got to win. I couldn't have Man City here. West Brom got pulverised by Liverpool at Anfield last week for 80 minutes and somehow made a game of it. I was really disappointed in their performance, but it might just have been Liverpool being, you know, unlivable with. You can't back City. Six matches without a win. No confidence in their rank. No confidence in their ranks whatsoever. A big match to come. The only thing is, you can't back West Brom, because even at 13-2, you can't back them, because they don't seek victory enough for me. I'm going for the draw here. I think the 10-3 of the draw looks a mighty fair bet.
Could have a look at the 0-0 draw as well. That's 11-1 for this game to end 0-0. Tom?
Yeah, it's not. I've watched Man City pretty closely the last sort of 5-6 games, and there is no confidence there. I think Guardiola is eventually going to get it right, but I think the players are a little bit lost now. I think he's changing the team. He's made some strange decisions. You know, in particular, Aguero not starting at the Nou Camp the other week, I thought was baffling, and probably baffling for the players involved. Yeah, he's got some injuries, but defensively, he can't get them sorted out, and that is the ultimate problem for them. I would probably go into this game and say that West Brom are a more defensively sound team than Manchester City, and considering the money that's been spent on centre-backs and various other defenders, I think West Brom are going to be a harder side to break down than Man City. Obviously, the other end of the pitch is where we completely spin the tables around, and this is why it troubles me a little bit. I can't back West Brom to win the game, but I definitely don't think Man City will, so I'm going to sit on the fence as well here and look at the draw. I think West Brom are capable of doing it, and actually, Tony Pulis will have been licking his lips this week and thinking, right then, Pep, welcome to the Premier League, son. Come down to the Hawthorns and we'll give you a proper, proper match. Because if you were ever going to play Man City, this is the time to play them. Sadly for me, I just don't see enough in the final third for West Brom to nick it. If Man City were away at some of the other clubs, like a Watford maybe even Middlesbrough to a point, but Palace, Burnley, I'd be backing them, no question about it. It's just West Brom and scoring goals. I'm just not convinced about them, but I think they're good enough to get a result here, and I think Man City, you know, make no bones about it, Man City are struggling. They're struggling for form, they're struggling for rhythm, they're not a settled team. They'll get it right, but they are not playing well, far from it.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.